All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Holy shit. Scott mentions that somebody referred to it as the Icy Hot Bowl. Rebecca says Aaron Rodgers is kind of a bitch. Corn Pop says, would y'all be saying that tackle was cool if he broke his collarbone somehow? Exactly. You can't go do a DDT on the 40-year-old man running down the field with him unsuspecting, not having any idea that this giant lineman was going to pile drive him into the ground. Now, that being said, Aaron Rodgers is a huge cocksucker. But at the end of the day, you don't want linemen dragging your quarterback down, no matter what age he is. I don't blame Aaron Rodgers. By the way, I was just reminded of something. Craig Carton on the Chiefs. Detroit. I'm looking for a short clip. This is it. This is New York
that every
sports talk host Craig Carton talking about how, and I didn't realize this, in that Lions game on Sunday night, in the opening drive, the Lions got down and they threw a, there was a trick play. They threw a pass to Jared Goff. He caught it and went into the end zone for a touchdown. No flag was thrown. And Craig Carton is going to talk about how in the world did this happen, that that touchdown was ruled not a touchdown. And this is what he had to say. And it's starting to make me wonder now. This is the second thing that's had me wondering about the Chiefs. Two things, actually. This would be the third. The study done by Texas El Paso about the Chiefs in the last 10 years and penalties. The fact that they got zero penalties in the game against the Lions. And this point right here made by Craig Carton.
Everything I've been saying, the NFL rigging game.
Hold on a second. It's too loud. And I don't want it to blow me out.
On behalf of Kansas City, through the officials, is happening in real time. The officials confirmed it to Dan Campbell, because Dan Campbell just said on an interview on The Ticket in Detroit that when he was questioning, we just scored a touchdown, why are we being forced to wait 1 minute and 14 seconds to kick the extra point? Was because the NFL New York picked up the phone, buzzed into the officiating crew and told them overturn the touchdown and created a penalty that was not called by any official on the field. If you thought Spygate was a big deal, and it was, if you thought Deflategate was a big deal, probably wasn't, then this is the biggest deal of all.
Right.
Because this is the NFL controlling the outcome of games to favor a team that they think they need to make it to a Super Bowl. This is everything wrong with the NFL as led by Roger Goodell. Outside of fixing games by players, this is the biggest scandal this sport has ever had. You are now learning that everything I've been saying about the NFL rigging games on behalf of Kansas City through the officials is happening.
All right, that started over. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it sure is starting to look like a duck. Walking like a duck and talking like a duck. It is starting to be very duck-like. Oh! Murder Lover Linda says the NFL is a joke. Tyler says, I've believed this for years. Megan says, uh-oh. Murder Lover Linda, we can unite on Cowboys' hatred to Bob. Megan says, Taylor Swift has lots of money. She can't be associated with a loser. Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, if they're trying to help the brand as much as possible, this kind of does fit into it. Tyler says, okay, but what will happen with this? Nothing. Nothing at all. It's something to talk about. But I think people are going to be paying, more and more people are paying attention to these shenanigans. Frankly, I hope that is the case because I love scandal. That's like my favorite thing in the world. You start talking scandal and I'm stiff, as hard as of a difficult thing that is for me to do these days. Aram says KC lost the Super Bowl because there were too many eyes on the game for them to cheat. Well, I'll say this. If the league is going to go about it that way, like we saw with the Lions game, I think you'll have a concerted effort to tilt the playing field to some degree, but it doesn't always work. You know, at the end of the day, you still have another team that's trying to win the game. So despite what you have going on, it might not be enough. Which is what Linda is saying. The Eagles were too good for them to lose. But the idea that there wasn't one flag thrown in that game, the idea that that's how that touchdown being overruled happened. I wasn't aware of that. I thought there was a flag thrown. But that was not the case. Of course, I didn't watch a second of it. And frankly, I'm not going to watch the Monday night game. I might actually be able to watch a Monday night game because, no, I won't. I take it back. There's no way. Because if it goes, if it's tight like that and a nail biter, like it could be, not like it was against KC, I don't sleep. I just don't sleep. Molly says, good morning. I just woke up. That's interesting, Molly. You're going to have to go back because we started off this show with more about yesterday's conversation. And we had some input from audience member Jeremy Kay about our topic yesterday. And I think you would, I'm not going to say I think you'll like it. Because I suggested that 60 hours is the new 40 for Americans. Badger says, late night at work, Molly. I don't know the shift that Molly works. And I will point out to you, Molly, you may not have known this, there is proof of my application being submitted for the old folks home to make up, well, because it's a good thing to do, and two birds with one stone, I'm faced with the very real possibility that I will be on the hook for more insurance costs at the start of the year. There you go. Molly says, nah, I'm off on Friday. I sleep in. Okay, there you go. Megan is here. She says, my family said that the Chiefs fans were downright delightful, not a nasty word from one person, so that's nice. Black Belt Nick writes about the Lions. They don't need KC to win the Super Bowl. Just get there so the Swift fans can watch and drive up ad revenue. Yeah, I'm starting to believe. Aram says, I have never seen anyone share an auto reply from an application submission so much. Well, I have to provide proof that I actually did this. That is the point. That I actually am putting my money where my mouth is, and I want to be wiping ass. That's why I'm doing what I do. I don't question the things that you do, which I don't know what you do, but I wouldn't question them. Actually, I do question them. I question you not having children. What the hell is wrong with you? What kind of an animal does not want children? you sick fuck. Who the fuck is going to take care of you? You idiot. It's an insurance policy. Man Bun Chris says, few episodes ago on the Lost Zane tapes, you did something similar but with Shipped. And Ben beat you up because you got denied. LOL. Yes. Pooh Bear signed up for Shipped. And she was kicking ass. I go, I'm going to do this too. And I actually had a face-to-face interview via the internet. And they actually said, no, we do not want you. They probably thought I was a terrorist. Tyler says, EZ's new model, wipe ass by day, eat it by night. All right. Where was I? Okay, we talked about Ace Frehley. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. Okay, I got another great story. We had a great story like this yesterday, and it combined football and Down syndrome. It was the young lady in the school. She was part of, like, you know, like the schools will include everybody in things. These days they call it unified. And Down syndrome girl was a cheerleader, but there was video of her. She was upset because no one was asking her to the dance. And the star on the football team asked her to the dance. And, man, it was a big moment. Now, the chat then went and said some horrible things. And really, really bad. But the chat has been very wound up lately, and there's not a lot I can do about that. This story is taken from that page as well, but not exactly the same. A kid with DS is on the sidelines of the football game, same thing. And the star on the football team, who was named the homecoming king, he relinquishes his crown and gives it to the young classmate who has Down syndrome. Oh, my God. I have so much renewed faith in the young people of America. This is that moment right here. Why can't I hear anything? There might not be sound. There is no sound. Okay. So I don't know what's going on. He's running over. Okay, here's the sound. Sorry, it just got loud. RIP to your ears. He's giving the sash, I guess, to the kid. The crowd's going nuts. Look at this. And there he is. He's with the queen. He's a little fella, isn't he? And she was going to be crowned queen with this king. But now he is no longer king. The kid is king. Okay.
Oh, what a good kid.
We have so much renewed faith in the young people today. I have an update from a friend of the show, Rachel Kelso, regarding Zach from Pardon My Take. Because I wrote, oh my God, give me a Zach update. She says, no update, really. Went on two dates and then never heard from him again. Oh. Well, it was fun while it lasted. Badger says she got a trophy for sure. And then David said, and then everyone got a trophy. Bob said, when the fuck did we get ice cream? I don't know what that means. Unpopular opinion. Tyler says, I bet most of these kids do this knowing full well they'll go viral. Murder lover Linda says he's nuts. She's way out of his league. Horrible comment. Tophis says Zach from Pardon My Take is a dick. I don't think so. Tophis says, yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to be commenting on how the kid looks, the girl. She's probably like 16 years old. don't know, it might just be me, but probably not great for old people to be commenting on a young person like that. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Oh, correction. Tophus says, no, I was talking about Rachel. Murder Lover Linda says, I meant Rachel and Zach. Jesus. Stevie says, I thought they were talking about Rachel too. Yeah, this is fucked up. I'm the idiot here. My apologies. Badger says that the high schooler looks 45. Cole says, what radio star will Rachel go after next? Horrible comment. Rachel's outstanding. You leave her alone. Damn it. Okay, I'm going to pause and take a break. But first, hello to my friends at King's Room Barbershop. I have no choice. I'm going today. I have hockey tonight and tomorrow. I cannot have this mop. Online at kingsroom.net. They have three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. You can go there, get a haircut. It's $21. Dudes get their haircut there, or chicks who like short hair. Go to kingsroom.net for exact locations, schedules, and hours of operation. And as I said, a haircut will cost you $25, $21 plus tip. Thank you, King's Room Barbershop. All walk-ins, no appointment needed. They don't take appointments. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, fantastic place to get your car fixed, get your EV fixed, your hybrid, anything. They do it for you at Irvine's, ervines.com. Check out their amazing Google reviews, years and years of success repairing cars in the West Michigan area. They have free loaner cars for you to take advantage of while your vehicle is being repaired. ervines.com, call them at 616- 532-6600. All right. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. Take care. Oh, damn it. What an asshole. Forgot to loop the music. Damn it. I hate when I do that. David says, of course, he forgot to loop the music. Aram says, I like the quiet better. Murder Lover Linda says, cue Simon and Gar. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Well, this is awkward. Tyler says, ha, 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 I love it when he forgets the loop. Aram says, crickets. David with, how can EZ be trusted to care for old people when he cannot remember to loop the music? Well, there's a little bit more at stake when it comes to caring for old people. I don't think there's a lot of ramifications that fall into play because I forget to loop the music. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's compare looping the music with so-and-so's heart medication. Because that's the same. Dipshit. All right. Some of you may have heard about the AI homeless man prank. I had not. I don't understand it. As far as I know, somebody looks at their phone and they've got an image of a homeless man walking through their house. And then they freak out. Let's take a listen and a watch to this whole saga.
First tonight, law enforcement agencies in Michigan and across the country are calling attention to a new online trend. It involves people pranking friends and family with AI videos. The videos make it appear as if a strange man has wandered into your home. News 8's Kyle Mitchell shows us the trend and the concerns from police.
this man is not real. He's AI. News 8 used an app to show you how convincing these videos can be.
That's not convincing. It looks 100% fake.
It's frustratingly easy to do.
Greg Goglin is a professor and the director of cyber.
What idiot falls for that?
Cybersecurity and data science at Ferris State University. He says once the technology is developed.
Okay, now that looks real.
It often gets changed for uses the original creator never intended.
And they share that out or sell it or whatever. It's dispersed. And
okay, so maybe they're taking, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm guessing they take stills from social media or whatever. And then put it into the AI setup, add homeless guy, and he's raiding your fridge.
And that's where the real danger is, because people without any technical background can then utilize that the way they wish.
It's called the AI homeless man prank. And West Bloomfield police near Detroit have received reports of people being fooled by the videos and say it can cause panic and waste emergency responder resources.
A crucial part of what makes these videos possible are advancements in computer technology on servers like these that has improved substantially over the past decade.
I like how Kyle went into the server room of the TV station to illustrate servers.
You can really see Casey's features in that one.
Professor Goglin says he wrote this program in a couple hours to show how AI technology can manipulate images.
So this is a natural language processing machine learning program that's called a face swapper.
It was able to make the images look realistic and put features from a person's face and combine that with other images. In some cases, there are things you can look for that could indicate an image is AI.
You might generate something and an arm will be off. The elbow is in the wrong place. It used to be you would often see people with like three arms, a long arm, a long leg. You know, the dynamics were not correct. A lot of that has been corrected or at least drastically improved with
the newer
version.
It can also be a challenge for law enforcement to identify as videos become more realistic. He says investigators need more advanced training.
There are very few degreed investigators that have a cybersecurity background, let alone a computer science background, particularly at the local level, even at the state level.
In Big Rapids, Kyle Mitchell, News 8.
It's amazing to me that as the AI technology has become more and more embedded, a good portion of what we see the results of is fuckery. There's always something stupid going on based on AI. Bob says too many people are falling for the AI doorbell cam videos. Molly says the AI stuff scares me. Brett Bullbrain Chris says, good thing we got that shot of the servers. Now I know what to look for. Aram says, where would someone, good question, access a video of their home and be tricked by this? I don't know this for a fact because they didn't get into it because they didn't ask the right questions. But it's not out of the question when it comes to AI to take a still photograph. Like if you took a still photograph of what is happening right now in this studio, and then with the various AI parameters, you could make it so that guy was seated behind me while I'm actually doing the show. And though it is just a still image of me in the studio, AI can manipulate whatever it is it sees to make me moving a dynamic shot of a video and with that guy in it. I keep seeing things online that are become an AI genius in 30 days with these 30 lessons. Now, I wouldn't even know where to begin, nor do I think I'd have an interest in that. But for some reason, I feel like I'm supposed to. I should like be great with it in order to utilize that to develop things on my end to create more content. Man Bun Chris says, that's how most of Eric's cease and desist started. It was never Eric, just AI. Well, that is an excellent excuse. Like the next time KMK goes on the warpath and says, Eric Zane announced something about my daughter eating a vagina. All I have to say is, yes, that was AI. I'm disgusted by that AI. And then everybody will believe it. Unless they take this moment right here and utilize that, which could happen. Cole says, I watched Anthony Cumia showing some pretty good AI videos. MLK doing a speech with a Down syndrome kid and Mr. Rogers and Tupac smoking pot. Yeah, the one with Eazy-E was outstanding. That one has been going around. That is the one that...
Easy, do you like Bofa?
Bofa?
Yeah.
That reference...
Easy, do you like Bofa?
Okay, hang on. Mr. Rogers and Eazy-E are sitting on the couch drinking Old English 800. And then Mr. Rogers says this.
Easy, do you like Bofa?
Bofa.
Yeah, Bofa D's nuts on your chin.
Ah, man. Oh, you got me.
I couldn't help. Easy, do you
like Bofa? Mr. Rogers and Tupac. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary.
Okay, make sure these clips get deleted. What's up, my neighbor?
What did you call me? Nah, I'm just messing with you.
My neighbor?
My motherfucking neighbor. Man, you wild, Fred. Come on.
You know, I was wondering, could I get the pass just one time, please?
Nah, Mr. Rogers. That's one thing I can't hand out, even in the neighborhood.
Fair enough.
But you still cool with me.
You know what, Pac? I think I'm ready to leave this white-ass neighborhood. So what's this game called again?
This shit here is Connect Four Loco. I win, you drink. You win, I drink.
Well, let's get neighborly.
Like this, chin tuck. Step, pop the jab, bring it right back. Real simple. Slip, roll with it, then hook. All about staying ready. You never know.
I see. And it helps you feel prepared and confident.
Exactly, Mr. Rogers. It's thug life out here, Fred, dog. I got you.
Isn't that neat?
What the fuck we doing, Fred?
I'm not sure why the cameras are still rolling.
Okay. It's absolutely perfect. It is absolutely perfect. MLK and Down's syndrome child. Yeah, I don't see it. A little bit harder to find. But that's just fantastic. Alan says I was just waiting for the N-word. Bitch Barlow says there's some great Bob Ross ones as well. This is important. AI is leading to hilarity. There's historical figures, WWE 2. I saw the one where it was Stephen Hawking doing athletic events. I just saw that the other day. Stephen Hawking wrestling. Stephen Hawking AI video. Is that it? There's all sorts of them. They're completely ridiculous.
Stephen Hawking has made it all the way to the ring, folks, and he's climbing to the skies. I can't believe what I'm seeing. He's on the top turnbuckle in that chair. Here he goes.
I've seen better.
At the speed of thought, this is
Stephen Hawking.
And this,
good. This is terrible.
Hawking rolling in, run two.
Look at the spade building on that chair. He's locked
Big
in.
Pump coming up the wall.
Launching 420 tail spin attempt.
He loads it, can't find the
sideways
landing. Absolutely.
Okay, we got to watch it again.
Hawking rolling in, run two.
Look at the spade building on that chair. He's locked
Big
in.
Big pump coming up the wall.
Launching 420 tail spin attempt.
He loads it, can't find the
sideways
landing.
Sideways.
Absolutely outstanding. AI is amazing. Makes me very happy. So that's it. The AI homeless prank. Everybody's falling for it, I guess. Whatever. David says that shit is awesome. The one you shared on X yesterday was great. Or was that not AI? I do not recall. But I will find it. You know me. How can I? You cannot expect me to remember anything. Okay. Yes, this is very cool. AI Patrick Mahomes kneeling down after the final victory formation against the Lions.
Going to go out, and those guys are going to have to play.
There goes Mahomes thanking his beloved refs with a warm hug and a kiss on the lips. And there is the exchange of money we were all waiting for. Look how happy they are, folks.
Going to go out.
Aram still not getting it. He says, wouldn't they have to hack your ring camera? He's still stuck on this. The tism so strong with this guy. He amazes me every time. Wouldn't they have to hack your ring camera for that homeless man prank to work? Didn't I explain this to you already? No. Not necessarily. They can get a still image and create a video. And then you can get it presented to you via email or posted on your Facebook or whatever the hell. Why do you always never get it? Why the words bounce off your brain sometimes. Hey, here we are. We're all having a good time. And you're like, but I'm fucking on this. God. The AI Lions post-game pressers are amazing. I love those two. All right. Some of you have no doubt heard about all these pedophile vigilantes. Every community has pedophile vigilantes. The problem, though, with pedophile vigilantes is that the vigilantes often look like the pedophiles. This is Alex Rawson from one of the pedophile vigilantes. Predator poacher. See what I mean? But he's not a sexual predator. He's catching the predators. He found this guy right here, Donald Letcher of South Dakota. And they say, have a seat right there. And then after that, the guy went in and shot himself in the head. So this was the Houston-based group, the Predator Poachers. And here the cops are going in after the shots were fired. And the guy shot himself in the head. Okay. Former Bronx prosecutor William C.C. Kemp Neal was seen on video running away from a Dads with Predators ambush in Mount Vernon, New York last month. This is the guy, William C.C. Kemp. But he hasn't been charged with anything. Jay Carnicom, the co-founder of Dads Against Predators, said he started the vigilante group after being molested as a child. The cops have been like, we don't like this. We don't want you to do this. But in my opinion, you need to let them do this. These are also content creators. So they get paid by making these videos. So that's how they earn their money, through people watching the videos of them doing what's the guy's name? Catch a Predator. There's a picture of him right here. Who is that? Chris Hansen. He's from Michigan. That's where this, that was the genesis for all of this. Have a seat right there. So people, these two guys, they look like predators, but they're not. And that would be Josh Mundy and Jay Carnicom. And their organization, Dads Against Predators, or DAP, which if you're a pervert, you know that DAP stands for dual anal penetration, which that's hard to do. But if I were them, if you're like a group trying to expose predators, you don't want to go around talking to predators while you're wearing a shirt that could stand for a double or dual anal penetration, or DAP. EZ, how do you know that? Never mind. This is, in fact, one of the clips of the guys from DAP confronting a alleged bad guy back in the day, 2020, and accuses him of molestation.
Dude who didn't rape me but molested me when I was 11 and 12 years old is right here. I seen him driving, so I'm gonna confront him today. I've been thinking about it for a while, and this has been pissing me off. I've been feeling like a little bitch.
Okay, so that's the guy from DAP.
I wanna confront him, but I haven't. He's right here in this car.
So this guy's soft. I was molested, and I'm not like hurt. I kind of liked it.
I'm going to see what he says today.
Hey, what's up, Pam? What's up, Steve?
What the hell are you doing?
Whoa, what you doing? What you doing? Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what y'all doing?
Not much.
This is during COVID.
Nothing much.
The masks. I like how he reels them in. Hey!
Steve, I just want to ask you a few questions.
Can I ask
Remember how you said you used my uncle when we was little?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still my uncle?
Well, we're related.
We're related.
Yeah. You got some of the same blood I got.
Yeah. Is that so?
Yeah. You got some carnicone blood.
You think that's
my uncle Dan and them, they were all carnicones.
Or do you think you did that because I didn't have a dad and you told me you was going to be my dad figure?
Yeah.
But you molested me. But when were we in the hot... Yeah. When we was in... I'm dad's getting feathers and I'm not playing that no more. And I've been thinking about...
How did I molest you?
When you used to cuddle me, you used to make me kiss you.
Never kissed you.
You didn't make me used to kiss you?
I swear to God.
Oh, you swear to God, huh? What about when you used to cuddle me in the hotel rooms? When it was just me and you. When it was just me and you. When it was just me and you. Right?
Can I tell you something?
Can you tell me? Can you tell me I remember that? Can you tell me I was a 12-year-old boy and I was an 11-year-old boy? And now I remember. I still remember. Do you understand? I still remember.
Jay.
Don't put your mask on.
What, Jay? I swear to
Jay,
God.
Jay, Steve, Pam.
I swear to God.
I still remember. I still remember the things you used to put me through. I still remember
I
the things you used to try. You didn't used to cuddle me?
No.
So what happened when you...
Okay. So, I'm not going to lie. I was hoping for more... Well, that... I mean, he cuddled him and made him kiss him. All right, so I need to know from the chat, cuddle, kiss, are you molested? Could the guy have been maybe getting it wrong, do you think? Or, I mean, is that enough of a smoking gun? The cuddle, kiss, okay, yes, the chat is suggesting that, in fact, he was molested. There is some wiggle room, though, I think. Molly says, I feel that's too much. Molested, yes. Sexually assaulted, maybe not. All right. Wow. Well, he's wearing a mask in 2025, so he's guilty. No. You see, Cole, you don't listen, you dumb dick. I told you this was back during COVID in 2020. You're not paying attention. Amy says, I think the guy wasn't giving all the dirty details. Yes, this guy was molested. A lot of old people did that shit and normalized it. It wasn't right then and it isn't right now. Dan says, I work with a guy who was accused of molesting a stepdaughter who killed himself, and years later, the girl said it was all a lie. Oh. That's rough. Okay. So, but then again, I'm a tough sell. Because I think that smooches for the uncle and cuddling, to me, that could be just a loving uncle. Because the kid didn't have a dad. And the kid was 12. If I'm 12 and my uncle said, Easy, I want you to kiss me on the mouth, I'm doing it every time, 10 out of 10. As you know, as I broke the news on the radio so many years ago that when the camp counselor reached around and touched my ding-dong, everybody said, you were molested. And I said, I was? So I think that that might have something to do with it. It has affected my brain. I wasn't convinced that I had been molested. Now, what I need to know, though, Maureen says, molested, yes, sexually assaulted, maybe not. If the guy reaches around and touches my pee-pee, does that qualify as molest or sexually assault or both? Linda says, if some guy did that to my son, his balls would explode from the kick I'd give them. Molly says both, EZ. All right. Okay, so this is the guy who's doing that. He's going around and they're busting people. There's another group, or maybe it's the same group, because they have names and they're all content creators. Same story. A group of guys, they are known as the Predator Poachers Long Island, a vigilante group that looks to catch the pervs. Here they're doing just that. They're confronting the teacher. He's a teacher that's been sexting a 13-year-old student and asked for dirty pictures. So the Long Island Predator Poachers are cracking down on this guy right here.
Initial that we were of age.
Yeah.
Initially. Mm-hmm. I was under the assumption in the initial that we were of age.
Yeah.
Initially. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you that I didn't know otherwise.
No, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, wait, so...
That's my fault.
Long Island Elementary School teacher is under investigation after admitting on camera to sexting a person that he believed was a 13-year-old girl. This is one of those videos. It has music under it, script. The confession was reportedly caught during a sting operation by the group Predator Poachers Long Island Vigilante Group. Teacher from Wading River Elementary was immediately suspended and has been banned from school property after the video surfaced online. Yeah, he even sat down with him. Shoreham Wading River Central School District Gerard W. Pohl wrote a letter to parents and called the teacher's remarks disturbing. Although the investigation remains ongoing, the case comes amid a troubling rise in incidents nationwide involving... and then talks about another teacher. Chick. And on and on and on. She's not guilty. This chick. So that guy's screwed. And he's a married father of two. Ugh. Damn, can you imagine the wife? I mean, the kids are probably pretty young. This guy's 37. I mean, you think everything's fine. You got two kids. You got a husband. He's a nice teacher. Everything's going great. You're living in beautiful Long Island. And then this happens. You idiot. The group recorded the ordeal, alleged he copped to reaching out to its 13-year-old decoy account and making a slew of sick remarks, including trying to teach the girl how to masturbate. Well, Ben Glaze did that. He also admitted to having child porno featuring kids as young as 8. So this guy came completely unglued and admitted everything. My God. Jesus. His kids are age 2 and 3. Okay. So, you know how, like, you hear about, like, when you take the wedding vows, and one of them is for richer or for poorer, in good times and bad, in sickness and in health, I will be with you. These are the vows. And, like, let's just say it's 100% confirmed that it's a pact with God. Like, he's there. God is there. He shows up. He floats in, blesses the marriage. And you're like, oh, I'm going to respect these vows, baby Jesus, God Almighty. And we will never be divorced, no matter what, because good times and bad, sickness and in health. I would say that if the husband is touching children and looking at kiddie porno, that qualifies as bad, like good times and bad. That would definitely be a bad time. So that would qualify. You have to stay together. Good time and sickness and in health. He's definitely sick. So these qualify as the vows. That means you can't break up no matter what. If you are a wife and you end up working it out and he ends up not doing that anymore after he serves his punishment and your family continues on, I mean, that's like sainthood right there. If you're able to salvage the marriage when the guy reveals that he's into 8-year-old kiddie porno, it makes you wonder if there's ever been a time in recorded history that there has been a wife who took the husband back when it's revealed that he likes kiddie porno, whether he gets in trouble legally or not. You know? Do you think that's ever happened where, like, the wife, let's say that the police don't find out, and the wife, she finds a box, and it says kiddie porno on the box. And she know, and she sees all the pictures, and she's like, oh, my God, I found your kiddie porno. And he's like, yes, I love kiddie porno. And she says, all right, well, let's turn this around, and let's fix it, and let's work it out. Has that ever happened? I don't think that that's ever happened. The only time I would think that people would stay together would be when the husband, like, he's, you know, got control over the wife in, like, a horrible way. I sure hope that has never happened. Dan says, what if you're a guy and the wife is a teacher that seems to always like banging her students? Got to go both ways. I think it is a good reason, just like domestic violence, for a divorce to be very okay. Yeah, I know. Agreed. I agree with you. But what if you're like, but I want to uphold my vows. What if you're that type? Let's say you're super religious and you're like, I want to uphold my vows. Good times and in bad, this is bad times. And they stick with the guy. Or the girl sticks with the guy, or the guy sticks with the girl. That's, holy shit. I feel bad for people who have to deal with that shit. Corn Pop 93, what if your husband went to Epstein Island? Same thing. Should they stay with them then? I say no. You say no. Maureen says, if you're Catholic, you would be granted an annulment. That, I guess, means the marriage didn't happen. Bizarre. All right. Anyway, I'm glad those vigilante groups exist. We need that. We need, because they're doing the heavy lifting. Cops always say, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, fuck that shit. Do it. Absolutely do it. All right. Before we usher in the asshole of the day, and your nominations are being accepted on the chat, please enter them. Hello to Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them online at KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. Call or text. Book them for unwanted tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists. They do a bang-up job. They've removed trees for me and trimmed trees for me, and they will do an awesome job for you. 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. With all of the changes coming up, most likely for the Affordable Care Act, if you have your insurance through the Marketplace or the Affordable Care Act, as it's known, think about reaching out to Frank Fuss to make sure that you've got your ducks in a row. You might have some serious changes that might be difficult to manage. Frank can help you get a handle on that. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. B-U-Y, insurancehere.com for more information. Fill out the form. Frank will help you every step of the way. I should point out, if you or someone you know has a business, a small business that they would like to promote on the podcast, whether it is local to Grand Rapids or an online-based business everywhere, Think about reaching out to me on the Eric Zane Show podcast, and I can give you the details and how I can put you in front of literally tens of thousands of people every single week with my affordable marketing plans. Just reach out on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Rebecca says vigilante groups don't have the red tape that law enforcement has. Donut Dan says asshole of the day, NFL refs and Juju Smith-Schuster. Cole says asshole of the day, Aram, for not understanding AI. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think we gave a crash course to Aram. He's never heard of AI until today. Bob says Aaron Rodgers. Dan gives a lifetime achievement to Thor Motor Coach. Man Bun Chris says, could the chat be the asshole of the day for the last couple of days? Bob writes asshole of the day, and then he puts a emoji of a nose. I don't get that. I don't get the reference. Asshole of the day, the NFL for fixing it so that the Chiefs have the best chance of success. I'll talk to you folks on the Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you as always. You're the best. Join me then. For more podcasting at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for being here, and bye-bye.